But what we'll see next is the command that they receive from verse 2. He says this, James says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials." So this is a very simple command given to them here in James chapter 1, verse 2. "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials." So number one, consider or think upon it, meditate upon it. That you are, as they come into your life, to deem these trials as joy, as something to rejoice over. So he says, consider it all joy. Now let's spend a little moment on joy. What exactly is joy? Does this mean as you're driving down the road and somebody crashes into the back of your car, you jump out of your car, start jumping up and down and waving your hands in the air and go, "Yes, I got crashed into. I'm so excited." No. I know that sounds silly, but that may be the way some people take it. It's not just a happiness or a ridiculous rejoicing over trials. Rather, he is calling believers, as we'll see in a second, as he calls them my brethren, but he is calling believers to have a steadfast hope and faith in the Lord. And that as they face trials, they can consider these trials joyfully, with a deep-seated conviction that God is working it out for their good, as we'll see later on in the text, and that God is in control. So that is the only way that we can consider trials in a joyful manner.